Tennessee Volunteers stay perfect on this young basketball season, winning tonight here in Nashville over Murray State, 64-53. Tennessee now 4-0 on the season. Welcome to the Bruce Pearl Show. Bob Kessling and Bert Bertelkamp back at the Gaylord Entertainment Center, where Tennessee wins again. Coach, congratulations on a great second half.
Thanks, Bob. Yes, just found ways to do it. I thought our kids' conditioning really showed in the sense that, two teams were playing awfully hard, but we were the fresher team at the end. They were done. They were popped. And that was, I'm used to seeing that, but I'm not used to seeing that when I only play seven or eight, guys. And so, my hat's off to our kids for, toughing it out. And they never showed the faces that I saw against Louisiana Lafayette. Oh, they were scared then. And we were only down one. They were scared. They weren't scared tonight. They knew, and I prepared them. I said, look, this is going to be a game. We're going to have to win in the second half.
Down nine early in the second half. What did you tell your team right then?
Well, we just needed to find a way to get some baskets, I mean, it was hard scoring. I had the offense in front of me. And, obviously we got some stuff out of the break and in transition, which helped. And then when it came to half court time, as soon as Lofton hit a shot, we just kept going to him. It was just like, okay, what can I do next to get him a screen, get him a ball screen, get him a handoff, get something to get him going. And so we went to the hot hand.
And, I thought Murray had a pretty good game plan on the defensive end, and it looked to me like a sloughing man-to-man. I mean, it may have been a little bit of a zone, but they weren't guarding three or four of your players.
No.
And that's going to be the issue this year.
It is, and that is for a lot of people. But, there are some ways that you can beat that. And we've got to get to that a little bit. I'm surprised we're seeing that as much because I don't mind going up against that. That's exactly what they were doing, Bert. Major Wingate can shoot those shots in some rhythm. He's very unselfish, so I'm glad he had some turndowns. We got to take advantage of handoffs and ball screens in those situations when they're backed off of him, because now if you pass it to somebody and go set up a screen, there's no help.
Right.
And so we need to do more of that in practice, and that's when you play different people, they expose different things, and so you got to go to that.
64-53, the final tonight from Nashville at the Gaylord Entertainment Center, back with Tennessee coach Bruce Pearl. Let's talk about Andre Patterson tonight. He told us before the game he's going to double-double. 14 rebounds tonight, a career high, though.
Yeah, if he turned it over six more times, he'd had a triple-double. 14 rebounds are good. And you know what? I'm glad. I told Andre before, the guy said, weren't you their leading rebounder last year? I knew he was. I said, and this is something that do you want to keep that stat? I mean, don't you want to stay with that, because it hasn't been his focus? And Major is not a good rebounder for as big as he is. He's just not. He doesn't go. He doesn't see the ball and go to the spot. It's going to be a problem for him at the next level, and I've got to get him to get really, really realize that and get more selfish with his rebounding. But Andre is a good rebounder. Andre does know where it's coming off, and he's able to get there. I got to get Andre in a little better shape. I still don't think his conditioning is what I think it can be.
Coach Lofton and CJ, 1-for-10 the first half, 9-for-13 the second half. And, the guard matchups with Pearson and Jennifer against our two guys we thought were key, and you guys really stepped it up the second half.
Well, I thought Chris Lofton, you had two really good teams playing, and it was back and forth, and then all of a sudden Chris Lofton decided to take the game over. I mean, he made some shots and made some plays. I don't know what kind of a run he had, but he certainly had a run. And the guys did a good job of getting the ball to him. It gave us confidence, I think, overall when he started to step up and make plays. CJ has got to be a little bit more aggressive. CJ, we call him tough twos. Call him tough two-point shots. And we don't have many guys that can make tough twos. Not many teams have. You're great teams. You're all-American teams. You're great players can make tough twos. CJ is one of our guys that can. And he missed a couple in the first half. He's trying to get to the foul line too much. He's trying to jump in there and make the official blow the whistle. Hey, just make, if you're going to go in there, be ready to make a test shot and don't wait for the official to bail you out.
Tennessee wins tonight 64-53 over Murray State.